この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to A Culture's episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is Japan Top 10 Culture's episode number 43, Popularity of Baseball in Japan. I'm Kusei, and I'll be one of your hosts for today.
And I'm Haru.
Well, it's great to be hosting this episode with you, Haru. I don't believe we've hosted an episode together before.
Yeah, so it's our first time co-hosting the episode, so yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, same here. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay.
But before we get into the episode, we have a couple of announcements to make. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that'll fit your company's budget. You can find full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that'll suit your company's needs.
And we are currently looking for a new on-air host like us to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, that is nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
And finally, if you are enjoying this Cultures episode, remember you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
When you think of sports in Japan, you might think of karate, kendo, or sumo. But a surprising sport that is enjoyed by many in Japan is baseball.
Yes, baseball was introduced in the 1870s when Horace Wilson, a professor at Kaisei Academy, introduced the sport to his students.
The sport grew in popularity when a team of students from Ichiko High School beat a team of adult foreign workers in the 1890s. The publicity of the game started a large push for the development of baseball teams in high schools, colleges, and universities.
The decision was made to create a professional league after a series of games between a club team and a team made up of American All-Stars, including Babe Ruth. Since 1950, this professional league has been known as Nippon Professional Baseball, or NPB.
Since then, Japanese baseball has won international acclaim.
Many Japanese players also come to the United States to play for the MLB and continue their careers.
Such players include Ichiro Suzuki, Daisuke Matsuzaka, and Yu Darvish.
And a more recent addition to the MLB from Japan is, of course, Shohei Ohtani.
After playing baseball throughout his childhood, Shohei looked to a career in the MLB, but ultimately signed with the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the NPB in 2012 because the LA Dodgers were not prepared to let him play as both a pitcher and a position player.
He stayed with the Fighters until 2017, then signed to the LA Angels, where he stayed until December of last year, when he signed the largest contract in professional sports history with the LA Dodgers.
During his career so far, he's been in the All-Star Game 3 times, won the American League Rookie of the Year, is a 2-time MVP winner, and was the American League Triples leader in 2021, and the home run leader in 2023.
By the way, most people don't know that Japanese baseball and music have a close connection.
But from team fight songs to professional baseball players attempting music careers, music and baseball have a close relationship in Japan, and we're going to take a look at it today.
Yeah, personally, I like baseball, but is baseball popular in Turkey?
No, it most certainly is not. I don't know any professional Turkish baseball players, honestly.
Oh.
It's just not popular in Turkey. It hasn't taken off for some reason.
But I see.
I know that it's huge in Japan and the United States.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah. And I love Shohei Ohtani, and everyone loves him because he's a super player, like superstar. He's amazing. And my dad also loves him, and he watches Shohei Ohtani on TV every single day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well then, let's talk about the NPB a little bit. The Nippon Professional Baseball is split into the Central League and the Pacific League.
Yes, and each team has a minor league affiliate. And the minor leagues are split into the Eastern and Western divisions.
Each league has six teams, and the season starts in March and ends in October. Major league teams can usually expect to play between 130 to 145 games per season.
At the end of the season, the top three teams compete against each other in the playoffs, with the league champions then coming to meet in the best of seven Japan Series championships.
There are plenty of popular teams in both of the NPB leagues.
One of the Central League teams is the Yomiuri Giants. They are based in Bunkyo, Tokyo, and claim the Tokyo Dome as their stadium. With 22 Japan Series titles, the most out of any NPB team, they are a popular team with a rich history.
Another popular Central League team is the Hanshin Tigers. Though they won the Central League pennant six times, they only received their second Japan Series win last October.
It was believed that the team was cursed after a statue of the KFC mascot, Colonel Sanders, was thrown into the Dotonbori Canal to celebrate their first NPB Japan Series win in 1985, leading to a 38-year drought.
Oh no. When it comes to the Pacific League, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks are a major contender. They won 11 Japan Series championships. Of those 11, four of them were consecutive, from 2017 to 2020.
Wow. And the Nippon Ham Fighters are another popular Pacific League team. Though they used to share the Tokyo Dome and Korakuen Stadium with the Yomiuri Giants, they now call Eskon Field Hokkaido their home.
They're popular partially for their excellent pitching and have three Japan Series titles on their belts.
Somehow, my grandma was a huge fan of Yomiuri Giants. And yeah, I remember that like she put official calendars and posters on the wall.
Oh, that's great. Have you visited one of these stadiums and watch the games live?
Not yet. Like, we usually watch games on TV. Do you know any teams here?
Well, I've already told you that baseball is not really popular here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to keep up, honestly, even if I were to watch a game or two. But I am trying to get acquainted with the teams. I mean, it's popular culture in a sense. Like, as you said, some of the players are and teams are really popular, and MLB teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully I'll be more familiar with them in the upcoming weeks, especially now that we've done this episode.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well then, let's take a look at our first song of this episode, which is Rocco Oroshi, The Wind from Mount Rocco.
Thank you.
That was Rokko Oroshi. Rokko Oroshi is the fight song of the Hanshin Tigers, a baseball team based in the Hyogo Prefecture in the Kansai region. They were the most recent winners of the Japan Series Championship, ending a 38-year drought for the team.
The song is popular across Kansai, and you can sing it karaoke boxes, and it has been featured in rhythm video games.
Mount Rokko is actually a mountain range, not just one mountain. The winds that blow off of mountains in Japan can be called an arch, and it symbolizes the tiger's challenge under hardship.
During the seventh inning stretch, the fans sing this song and wave around cylindrical balloons. At the end of the song, all of the balloons are released at once and they fly around as they deflate.
This version of the song was recorded in 2017 and has former NMB48 member Sayaka Yamamoto singing lead vocals.
Every time I go to the Joshin Denki in Japan, and which is an appliance store, and I hear this song, Rokko Oroshi, all the time, because the Joshin Denki is the sponsor of the Hanshin Tigers, and this song is pretty popular here in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Okay, so now we are moving on to the next topic, which is Japan's national baseball team, now known as Samurai Japan, first played internationally in the 1972 Amateur World Series, but they wouldn't take home a medal until 4 years later, in 1976, when they would place third.
In 1980, Japan hosted the event that's now known as the Baseball World Cup for the first time. And this marked the first time that the event was not held in America or Europe. And Japan placed third yet again in the event.
The closest they would get to winning would be in 1982, when they reached second place and took home the silver medal.
In 2006, the first World Baseball Classic was held, and Japan found much more success and played to become the champions. In fact, one of the five World Baseball Classic tournaments that have been held, Samurai Japan has won three of them.
And Japanese teams are usually called by a nickname, usually by the name of their coach or sponsor. Samurai Japan is unique in that instead of a person's name, they used a piece of Japanese history for their nickname.
They began using this name in the 2009 World Baseball Classic.
Now the name encompasses more than just the singular team, but the men's and women's international teams, amateur teams, university teams, and little league teams.
In 2023, Samurai Japan welcomed its first player born outside of Japan onto its national team. Lars Nootbaar, an outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, was born and raised in El Segundo, California, but qualified for the national team because his mom still holds Japanese citizenship.
I remember that his performance called Peppermill Performance, and it became really popular in Japan last year. And I also watched the WBC games last year, and of course the Samurai Japan won and became the champion. And there is a famous quote from Shohei Ohtani that is, "Akogareru no yamemashou." In English, it's "Let's stop admiring them." And at the final game, Japan matched against the United States. But U.S. team was formed by major league players. So he said, rather than showing respect for them, Samurai Japan should do their best, something like that.
Yeah, that's nice. I think that's a great ideal to hold.
So that's it for this episode, but we have another episode coming up a week from now. So Shana and me, Haru, will bring you the latest news and updates from Japan for the new season of spring. So please stay tuned for that. So thank you very much for listening to the end, and we hope you enjoyed this episode. So this has been your host, Haru, and
I was Kusei.
See you next time. Sayonara.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music.